Now, one thing you can always count on when there's a disaster, when it happens here in Australia, is the fact that Aussies help you out, willing to pitch in when people are in the time of need. And in the aftermath of the recent flooding along our east coast, we've seen it happening yet again. The Laurieton Men's Shed, which is on the New South Wales mid-north coast, has a rescue mission that they've been embarking on of a bit of a different kind, but it's meant the world to a lot of the locals. Now, the shed's 200 volunteers are pitching in and repairing hundreds of flood-damaged tools and machinery. It's worth quite a bit too, thousands of dollars. So they're cleaning them up and then returning them to their owners to help in the recovery efforts. How good is that? And one of the brilliant blokes from the Laurieton Men's Shed is Brian Wood, who is on the line for us now. Brian, the best ideas are often the simplest, and this one's brilliant.
Yeah, well, we had to do something, so we thought, given the expertise we have at the shed, that that's about something we could offer the local inhabitants that were devastated by the floods.
So what have you been doing?
Well, along with an organiser named Andy McCrombie, we have been taking in tools that have been damaged by the floods, tools and equipment, that is, and restoring them back to operational status.
And what sort of tools are we talking about?
Well, we started off with generators and pressure washers, that sort of stuff, for the residents and businesses to clean up with. And then, we went on to other tools, tradesmen's tools, just general household tools and equipment.
How wonderful. And what does it mean?
Not domestic appliances.
Not domestic appliances. No, this is the machinery and tools for people in out and about on the land and whatnot. But what does it mean for those who you've cleaned it up and returned it to them? What are they saying to you when you're handing it back?
Well, we're getting some pretty positive feedback, I must admit.
That, I bet.
Most of them all of them, as far as I know, are extremely pleased. Of course, I mean, we're dealing with, we've had about close to 400 units come through the shed to date. And obviously we haven't been in touch with all the owners, but nonetheless, those that we have been in touch with are obviously extremely pleased by the return of their items, yes.
And it's wonderful because in a lot of cases, I know that in disasters that happen, I'm thinking the bushfires and also in drought and floods, often the volunteers, the ones who are helping others out, have been hit themselves. Have any of the volunteers from the Med Shed, have they been affected by the floods?
Well, of course, yes. They're all local people here, and I don't know how well you followed the floods, but our local areas here in Dumbogan and North Haven, they were really inundated with the Camden Haven River and inlet.
Mm. So they're helping out, even though they've been hit.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. As is often the case, it's such a wonderful Aussie spirit. Look, I saw this and I just thought this is just epitomises the spirit of Australia when we face these natural disasters, that people do just get in, get on with it and help out others. And it's just such a wonderful thing to see. And, you're restoring this gear, which a lot of it would have been turfed if you hadn't have been doing the work you're doing.
Would have gone to landfill, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well done.
I drove around the place, most of the places, soon after the floods, once the roads were open. And I know it's not worse than bushfires, but bushfires, you don't see the evidence.
Yeah.
But with the floods, it's all stacked up on the side of the road, and it's just devastating to see it.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. Yeah. That's what it is. Well, look, it's phenomenal what you're doing, Brian. Pass on my congratulations to all the fellas, all the volunteers, because it is just terrific. It's making a real difference. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for the call.
What a lovely fella. Brian Wood there from the Laurieton Men's Shed.